Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! If you know that he's a firm foundation, Lord, you are awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Welcome, 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 welcome to Would You Be Made Whole. I am your host, Prophetess Lori Malowitz of Effectual Fervent Prayer Outreach Ministries here in the city of Hartford, Connecticut. Welcome to each and every one of you. Will you be made whole? I'm just thanking the Lord and I'm praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm just thanking, praising him over here in Connecticut. We had that tornado come through here. And I tell you, it could be better right now. But let me tell you something. It could have been worse. It could have been absolutely worse. Yes, we're without no light. But God is the light. Yes, we're without, you know, on some of our food may have been lost, and but our lives are still sustained. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We praise you, God. I am not going to prolong. If you have your Bibles, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You have your Bibles. You have your Bibles. Please turn with me to 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 2. Through 3. 1 Peter 2, will you be made whole is the question. And when will you be made whole? Now. Now. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. 1 Peter, the second chapter, in verses 2 through 3, is a one characteristic that all children share, is that we want to grow up. The babies, children, they want to grow up to be like their big brother or sister or like their parents. When we are born again, we become spiritual newborn babies, are healthy. We will yearn to grow. We will have a hunger to grow, a thirst to grow. How sad is it that some people never grow up? Huh? Let me stop right here. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Let me decrease as you increase through me, O God, and speak to your people, Father God, that which you would have them, Lord God, to edify them, to build them up, Lord God, so that they may be made whole, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that your word, Father God, your word will not return unto you void, O God, that it will be sent out to accomplish all that you would have it to accomplish, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. It is sad that some people never grow up. The need for milk is a natural instinct for a baby, and it signals the desire for nourishment that would lead to growth. Once we see our need for God's word and begin to find nourishment in Christ, our spiritual appetite will increase, and we will start to mature. How strong is your desire for God's word? How strong is your desire for God's word? We're talking about on tonight, will you be made whole? But my subject on tonight is, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. And I know that I have siblings, and they all grown. They think they're grown. And I would say that I'm about the only one in my family my immediate family, where there was five siblings and my mother, and without a father, unfortunately, I'm the only one that saved. You know, trying my very best to you know, give the word to them and lead them to Christ. And you can lead a horse, as the saying goes, but you can't make them drink. So I would often find myself saying to one of my sisters, you know, hey, you really need to grow up. And Lord have mercy, when I say that, she just goes on and on and on with a fit. And who are you talking to? Who are you telling to grow up? You, acting like a child at 50-something years old. 50-something years old. You're still acting kiddish, foolish, still doing those things that when we were kids, I still see you doing. It's time to grow up. I know that it hurts, the truth hurts, when it's said, but on tonight, I pray that that is not you acting like my sister. Who's she telling to grow up? No, I didn't bring this word. God gave me this word. He gave me this word. And it's sad, a sad, sad thing that many of us in the body of Christ still haven't grown up yet. Yes. 1 Peter 2:3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, that he is good. Huh? Peter's saying to us on tonight. Huh? What does 1 Peter 2:3 means? 1 through 2 through verse 3 means. Huh? The previous verse includes a command from God to Christians to crave. To crave, to hunger, to yearn. The thirst for pure spiritual milk, as a newborn baby craves milk, so you can grow up in your salvation. This verse concludes that thought by referencing Psalms 34:8, depending on the translation. The verse either starts with the word if or since. Some choose since, assuming that Peter's readers had indeed tasted that the Lord is good. Still, the word if encourages us to think about our answer to the question. How have you tasted that the Lord is good? Have you received comfort? Have a confidence in knowing that God has caused us to be born again into a living hope? Have we? Have we experienced joy in believing in him? Have we found great purpose in the ability to set ourselves aside and give genuine love to each other? Peter assumes those things to be true of his readers and all of all Christians. We too assume this. Having tasted that the Lord is good should increase our appetite for him. It should make us even hunger for the word of God. Don't be confused. Though Peter is not suggesting that we taste the circumstances of the moment to see if the Lord is good, he has already written that his readers may be suffering greatly. In fact, we all suffer. We taste the goodness of the Lord in and through our suffering, and his promise is that our suffering will end as we continue on with him forever. 1 Peter 2:3, it is talking to us here about growing up into a spiritual house so that we can grasp this salvation that we say that we have, this salvation that everyone is watching, the salvation that's supposed to bring glory to God. Bring glory to God, growing closer to him. It is a lifelong aspiration. This is something that is not yesterday, today, or we just take it and we put it on the shelf. No, we're supposed to be desiring to grow deeper and deeper and deeper in our relationship with our Lord and Savior. It is important to grow. It is important to grow up. At different times, I'm concerned with growing up. We are concerned with growing up. Some of us grow up too fast. I just told my granddaughter on yesterday, stop trying to be grown. Stop trying to be grown. Stay a child. Enjoy your childhood. You're growing up too fast. You don't want to miss out on your childhood. But in this case right here, we are spiritual houses built up in Christ. And we need to hurry up and grow up. Hurry up and grow up. The Apostle Peter raised the issue, and I call to your attention to this text from 1 Peter 2 and 1 through 3. Peter is writing to the Christians and having told them in the chapter 1 that they had been born again by the power of God's word. He then issues a challenge to them here. Therefore, because you have been born again by the power of God, because you've been made a new person, because that the word of God is eternal, therefore, and what does he say? Putting aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander. I'm noticing in the church today, with us, brothers and sisters, growing up together in the same spiritual house, there's one gossiping, talking about one another, tearing each other down, slandering each other, envy, strife, malice, hypocrisy, guile. Peter here is addressing this. He's not talking to sinners. He's not talking to those outside the church. He is talking to believers here, telling us to put aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Peter issues three commandments to the believers. He's not talking to the unsaved here right at this point. He's talking to believers, born-again people, and his challenge is to grow, to grow, to grow. These are three commands that he wants to look at. Here are, and in our text, and I express them in terms of spurn, yearn, and learn. If you were to grow in salvation, if you would have spiritual growth in your life, we need to spurn, to turn away for yearn, hunger, and then we need to have a thirst to learn. Putting aside. Spurning means to put aside. Putting aside denotes the image of taking off a garment in order to put another garment on. Putting aside, taking off, and note that what believers are to take off, what did he say here? He says to put aside, take off, spurn all malice. That's wickedness. Wickedness has to do with how people live, who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior of their lives. In the Bible, the wicked are simply those who do not know God. Whatever the particular sins in their lives, that isn't the emphasis with the wicked. The wicked are simply those who do not know God. But we know God. So therefore, there should be no malice, envy, wickedness among us. The wicked are simply those who do not know God, who do not know Jesus Christ. Believers are to put off malice, wickedness, the inclination to live like the world lives. God calls believers to a higher standard. He's calling you to a higher standard. He's calling me to a higher standard. It's funny when I notice, because in my maturity, and growing up as a Christian, I've seen this this immaturity in other believers. And a lot of times where I had to be the bigger person, where somebody has stabbed me in the back or lied on me or had malice against me, and I had to go back and say, I'm sorry, when I wasn't the one who had done nothing. But I've grown to that place. I've matured to that place. Have you matured to that place? Are you still walking in these things that Peter is telling us today to spurn from?
burning again, what it means putting aside. Put these things aside, people of God. We don't have time for them. Look at the world, the state of the world. Look what's going on around us. Look what's going on in our neighborhoods. Look what's going on in our own lives. Look what's going on in the whole wide world. Do we really have time for malice, for envy, for strife, for all these things he said to turn away from? These things will hinder our walk with Christ. It will stop our growth in Christ. Put away all malice, wickedness, whatever the particular sins in your life. God calls believers not to conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of their minds. Are you living just like the world is? I'm not talking about Sunday, but Monday through Saturday. Do you live pretty much like your unbelieving friends and neighbors? Or is there a difference? Those who are born again are called to be different, to put off all malice, wickedness, to live different lives, to live lives that take sin seriously, to live lives where repentance is a daily concern, to live lives that seek the honor of and the glory of Jesus Christ above all else, to live lives that turn away from the world and it allures, and instead turn to God with wholehearted devotion and commitment. Will you be made whole on tonight? Putting aside all malice, wickedness, not living like the world is. And all guile, put away guile. Guile is deceitfulness. Taking off that garment of deceit. Deceit is when you try to put one over on another person to your own profit and gain, to deceive for your own ends, to not be honest, forthright, a person of integrity. What is integrity? Integrity is doing the right thing when no one is looking. And we forget that God sees everything. God sees everything. He knows everything. But be that person of integrity. And hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is playing the actor. Going through the motions. Going through the role of what is to be a Christian. But it's only a show. It is in reality. There isn't any substance in your walk with God and your salvation. It's being a Christian so that you look good in the eyes of the community, looking good in the eyes of your pastor, looking good in the eyes of the unbeliever, looking good. Maybe it helps your business. Maybe it helps you on your job. Playing the hypocrite, not being sincere in one's worship. It's only a facade. You may sing the hymns. You may sit in the church, but there isn't a reality there. Just going to church on Sunday. An igota. An igota. What is an igota? I go to church. And that's it. Hypocrisy. Believers are called to put it aside, to let it go. Envy. Someone has said that envy is the last sin to die. Envy is wanting and what someone else has. Jesus' disciples were quite envious of one another. They debated among each other who should have the greatest seat of honor. And then all put away envy. Envy is worse than jealousy. He didn't name that here, but it's in here. Jealous of one another. But here he says, put away envy. And then all slander. Slander is literally talking down and talking about a person behind their back in such a way that you put the person down. It's also called, you know what it's called, gossip. Everyone believes gossip is wrong, but most everyone enjoys it. Peter says that's not the way truly a born-again Christian is supposed to live. We have to put it away, spurning it. Spurn malice, spurn Burn guile, burn hypocrisy, envy, slander. Burn it. Cast it off like you do an old piece of clothing. All that stuff belongs to the old life, people of God. That is not the way that God desires for us to live. It doesn't belong to a Christian life. Let me ask you this question. Where do congregations so often struggle? Where do we as Christians often struggle? Where do so often the hurts and the hindrances to ministries occur? Isn't it in this area of relationships with people? Living like the world, being deceitful, being hypocrites, envious, talking about people, putting them down, putting other churches down, putting leaders down. Oh, when that permeates in our congregation, God is not pleased. And it's permeating in our congregations. It's permeating amongst us. And certainly people aren't growing when these kinds of sins are so prevalent. Burn it. If you were to grow, put aside these things that are so deadly to our spiritual lives, to our growth. These things all have consequences, people of God. We're seeing it today everywhere. Look at Washington. Look at the White House. Look at President Trump. Look at the Democrats and all of them once against each other. Democrats against the Republicans, Republicans against the Democrats. Denominations against each other. This denomination, that denomination. I'm better than you. You're no better than me. I'm greater. My pastor preached better than you. Okay. God is not pleased with any of this, people of God. We have to spurn these things. We have to cast them off. We have to set them aside. Are you spurning the world's attraction, or are you living like a believer? Longing for. That's what yearning means. Yearning, longing for spiritual growth in verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 2. There's another command, yearn. If you would, it means to grow. It's not only to put off or lay aside these things that so beset Christians, that so easily beset us, but it is to yearn, 1 Peter 2 and 2, the first part. And like newborn babes long for pure milk of the word. The word translated long for is the same word found in Psalms 42 and 1, where the deer pants for the water brook. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after thee. Are you finding a yearning in your heart for God to know him better, to grow closer to him? Will you be made whole on tonight? Now will you be made whole. This longing for the word of God is a passion for the word of God, a passion for Jesus Christ. Challenge for us today, because there are so many things in our lives that cry out for attention and take our energy and our passions away from what we supposed to have the passion for. A longing for. The one who is truly born again, Peter says, will long for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. He or she will long for his word and will make every attempt to get to know God better through the pages, the anointing of his word. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, come all that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Actually, that Christian, that passage right there is for the unbelievers, for those who are recalling it to salvation. Come, all you that are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Take my word. Take my ways. Learn of me. This is a hard message, but we need hard messages to shake us up. I know it's hard. There is so much indifferences and lukewarmness in the body of Christ. And we know what God says about lukewarmness. He said, you be either hot or cold. For lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. I will spit you out. And when God just gets the leftovers, if we have time or if it works out or if I've got the money or if I'm not doing anything else, then you, God, you get your due. Then I'll spend time with you. You see, people of God, the time is coming when only those churches that are strong, filled with vibrant and committed people will endure sound doctrine, will endure to the end. He said only those who endure to the end will be saved. Will be saved. Is your salvation at stake? Like newborn babies, long, burn, desire, hunger, pant as the deer panteth for the water. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul runneth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so, Lord, I yearn for you. A little baby not only desires its mother's milk, but that baby has a powerful instinctive urge for that milk. And that's what Peter is talking about here, having an urge, a passion for Jesus Christ, for his word. If you're a believer, are you yearning for the Lord, longing for the pure milk of the word? The Bible is pure. It's unadulterated. It's truth. And that's the problem today in our Christian and while in the church today. Truth has fallen in the streets. We don't want to hear about truth. We want it sugar-coated. We want it pretty it up. We want to band-aid it. We want crutches on it. And too many preachers are sugar-coating the word of God, making it easy. And those who have itching ears are drawn, and we're enticing them, not giving them truth anymore, giving them half-truths. The Bible will only do you good. It's good food for your soul. The church, you see, is not an organization, and that's what it has become, an organization. It's not a hospital anymore. It's not a hospital the way God intended it to be. The church is a living organism made up of people called out of this world to have passion for Jesus Christ. Peter says, spurn, put off the old life. Peter says, yearn for the milk, the nourishment of God's word. Set your will that this year, okay, this year is already out. We, in the beginning of 2020, we made, resolutions. I want to spend more time with God. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop drinking. This is my New Year's resolution. I want to get closer to God. And none of that happened. The year is almost out. That's the problem. You made a resolution with what? Like the world makes resolutions. We don't make resolutions, okay? No, we don't. We set it in our hearts, like Peter is saying here. Firm, put off that old life. Do it, okay? Set it aside. We can't put God on the back burner and then think that everything is going to be all right. And we're going through. Everything is falling apart, and we wonder why. And that's not true for most of us. Some of us are going through because we have been desiring that spiritual milk. We have been growing up. We have been tasting of the Lord because he is good. We have set ourselves aside to do the things that God has called us to do. And we know that when we do that, the enemy is going to be harder after us. Yes, the very elect of God. But you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. You know if you haven't been spending time with God. You know if you haven't been spurning and yearning and growing and putting off all these things. You know if you're a gossiper. You know if you're a backstabber, if you're a liar, if you are a hypocrite. You know who you are. You know what you've been doing and what you haven't been doing. Will you be made whole on tonight? Now. Now. Peter here says, that by it you may grow. Learning. Are we learning? Are you growing? And then Peter said, learn, learn. None. That by it, that by its word, that by it you may grow in respect to your salvation. True salvation. When you are spurning the wrong things, when you are yearning for the wrong things of God and his presence, when you have a passion for Christ, then comes the learning. Yes, when you are spurning the wrong things, when you are yearning for the things of God and his presence, when you have a passion for Christ, then comes the learning. You grow in salvation. He said, grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're not growing in your salvation, you're dying spiritually. Peter says, people, you were born again by the word of God, but now grow in respect to your salvation. And that's what this life then becomes, one of growing in the knowledge of God, seeing him increasing as the greatest and highest and most excellent treasure in all of the world is to grow and to learn. It's never too late to learn. Never too late to learn. No matter how old you are, you can still learn something, each and every one of us. I don't care if you're 80. I don't care if you're 70. I don't care if you're 60. I don't care what age. Everyone can grow and learn. There's still something to learn. Will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? No, it's never too late to learn, never too late. And especially that's true in terms of the Christian faith and growing in our Lord and Savior. And so many of us, the challenge is to all of us, this is the time to grow. This is a time not to be stagnant. This is a time not to be haphazard in our faith. This is a time of apostasy. Many are falling away. Many are falling away from the faith, turning their backs on Christ. This is not a time to not be growing in our Lord and Savior. This is a time to be involved, people of God, a great time to be living and serving the Lord, spurning the sins, yearning for the things of God, his word, and then learning more of him. It's good to get to know him right now. It's challenging us to spurn, yearn, and learn. If we have tasted the kindness of the Lord, he says, you have tasted the goodness of God. The word translated kindness is literally delicious. It's literally delicious. If you have tasted how delicious the Lord is, the psalmist in Psalms 34 and 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. And Peter says here, he's delicious. He's good food for the soul, the bread of life for us. He is the bread of life. He is the way, the truth, and he is the life. Are you yearning, burning, yearning, and learning? That's the question on tonight. Will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? If life is so meaningful, then these commands do not characterize your life. If there isn't the spurning and yearning or the learning, the question then has to be asked, are you really saved? Are you really saved? Have you been born again? Have you really come to Christ and made sure that your sins have been forgiven? If not, you can do so today, right here, right now. Will you be made whole? Come to Jesus in repentance, turning from your sins, inviting him into your life, beginning to live with him as the Lord of your life. It doesn't matter. Maybe you've been in church 30, 40, 10, 5, 3, 4 years, even a month. If you're not growing, if you're not learning, then we need to start today. Today, will you be made whole? To those of us who are believers, whose trust is Christ, this is the time to grow. Let's make the most of the time that God gives us. Let's make the most of our time. Time is of essence. The time is of essence, people of God. This is not a time to be playing church. This is not a time for us to be faking and shucking and jiving. This is not a time for us to be pussyfooting around. This is not a time for it. This is a time to be serious about the things of God. And we see with this coronavirus, and I've heard many say, and I beg the difference, that we going back after this over, we going back to things as usual. But I beg the difference. Not usual. No. No. Because God is sick and tired of the foolishness. God is sick and tired of us playing church. God is sick and tired of us just sitting stagnant and not growing and doing the things that we need to do so that we can work on. He said, work your own soul salvation out. Work it out with fear and trembling. Things are not going back the same as usual. No, God is calling us higher. So it's time for us to spurn, yearn, and learn. Amen. God bless you all. The lines are open. If you want to come in and you have something to say, you have something to say about this word on tonight. Perhaps maybe you know people that need to grow and you can deliver this word to them. Perhaps those that were on the line tonight, maybe this is not you, but maybe this is you that needs to share this word with someone that is stagnant in the church, someone that is not growing. So God bless you all. I am your host, Prophetess Lori Malowitz of Will You Be Made Whole Now? God bless you. Pastor E. Hello. Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to, you don't have to fret. If you don't hear me right away, I'm coming.
Okay. Praise God.
That means you just got to keep preaching.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, Pastor E.
Bless you.
I'm wonderful.
Bless you so much.
God bless you.
We're
how
so
are
excited.
You? How is everyone? How is everyone on
everyone
the line tonight?
Everyone is great. Everyone is great. Let's see if we got anyone else on the line. Ms. Terry, you know, wants to say hi.
I know she on the line.
Yes. Hi, my beautiful sister.
Hi,
Ms.
Terry. God bless you.
Hi. I'm listening to you saying we have to grow, and I'm saying you and Pastor E, you guys attached at the hip because he said we got to elevate. You got to elevate. You have to make some time. We have to make time to grow, you know. Like you said, little babies, they grow when they on the milk, so we can't stay little babies. We have to grow. And as you were speaking it and teaching it and preaching it, I was saying, you know what, that's a part of our self-examination. Where are we? Where am I in my relationship with God and Him and in His Word? But I thank God because you guys are teaching His Word. And I get revelation when I'm reading it and studying. It's work. And then people,
yes,
like Pastor, you said a long time ago, do the work. You got to go to work. You have to
do the work.
We
yes,
work
we
at
do the
everything
work.
Else. We work at everything else. We work hard at everything. But
that's
it
right.
Works. My God. I enjoyed you, my beautiful sister. I love you. And praying for you guys in Connecticut with those that weather out there, that I'll be
yes.
well in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You keep bringing that word because I get excited. I get excited.
In the dark.
Too. Amen.
In
the
yeah,
dark.
In the dark. Yeah, just bring it in the dark.
In the dark.
Candlelight.
In the dark, sweating like I don't know what. It's 90-something degrees
yeah.
in, humid.
Ooh,
I'm
Jesus.
Sweating
oh
bullets in the dark
yes.
and preaching.
Come on, everybody
yes,
on the so West Coast, blow towards the east right now. In, oh, three. One,
yes,
two, three.
Sir. Cooler off.
Just blow coolness from the west to the east.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, you said you had a light, so you're not worried about that. You had a light in you. God bless
that's
you,
right.
my sister. Love you all.
God
Amen.
Bless you. I love you too, Minister Terry.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Praise God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Have your way, oh God. We
thank
you
Lord.
Father, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that even though, Lord God, not many come on the line, but they will be here, God, Almighty God. Let it go out into the atmosphere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let it permeate, Lord God, oh God, by the way of the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father, right now, Lord God, even in our own lives, Lord God, that there be any stagnation or any thing, Lord God, that would hinder us, Lord God, Father, from doing what we need to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We repent and we ask that you to help us, Lord God, to be all that we can, Lord God, growing into our salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Don't let none of that be named among us, Father. Any gossip, any slander, any hypocrisy, anything, oh God, an envy or anything, God, be amongst us, Father God, because we are mature Christians, Lord God. Oh God, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let
thank
the rest
you,
of our night be peaceful, Lord God. Let it be no stress, God. Let Pastor E, Lord God, Minister Terry, oh God, and all those that weren't on the line, Father God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Now, just for the encouragement of yourself, we had live 27 people online and over 50 on the board. But some nights people just don't want to respond. They get a word and they get a word, and that's it, you know. So just wanted you to know that, no, we had listeners tonight, but they didn't want to respond tonight, and so be it. To the Lord, they got a word, and it's gonna go forward and permeate through their spirit. So bless you, woman of God. Don't you be over-encouraged, because God used you in a mighty way, and the word was heard, and it will be edified through our life. So God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor E. Appreciate that.
You are welcome. But hey, sometimes we just need to know it. We usually not talking to me and Minister Terry, but most of the time we have and I'll say this out loud. I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus, but the majority of the time is we have a lot of people listening that don't want to talk.
Yes.
Our listener numbers are up, but the response is always just the covenant partners that are on board with us, and we're praying for that to grow in the new season. Amen. So bless you tonight.
Amen.
God bless you. Bless everything going on. I'm telling you, we are sending coolness your way by the unction of the Holy Ghost. I'm not playing. I'm serious.
Let's pray that these lights come on. That's what we need. We need these lights on.
Come on, lights. We say we're two, come on now. We're two agree on anything on this earth concerning anything. It'll be done. Lights on in the name of Jesus. We love you, my sister.
Yes, Lord. Love you too. God bless you, Minister Terry. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bless you all.